When we finally have some time to record, and I wanted to talk about a little fantasy me and my good boy have been having the past couple of days. It starts with us at home relaxing. Mommy's probably made a cup of tea or coffee, winding down after a long day. My good boy's in our room, sitting on the bed, reading a book on his phone, doing whatever. And Mommy gets bored. I start to get a little horny. I walk into the room, gently push his hand down, looking at him, I'm letting him know that I want something. And because he's such a good boy, he sets it down immediately, looking at me attentively, ready to listen to whatever I have to say. And I get on his lap, straddle him, tell him it's time to play with Mommy. And he just melts. And we start making out. And the kisses are just so soft. Our soft lips pushing together. Our eyes slightly opening in between. His arms wrapped around Mommy. One of my hands cupping his precious little face. The other on his hip or his back. And we just be like that for a few minutes. Content, safe. We just feel so warm. After a few minutes of the soft kissing, things would start to be a little bit heated. The moans get slightly louder, a little bit more frequent. Our kisses a little bit hungrier. Our hands would start to wander a bit. Eventually our mouths would open a bit, and Mommy would ask for permission into her boy's little mouth with her tongue and start sliding her tongue into his mouth a little bit. God, and soon we would start grinding against each other. We would start groping. Our tongues going further into each other's mouths. Mommy just exploring the inside of her good boy's mouth. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good. My sweet subby boy. Mommy would feel her good boy's cock getting gradually hard. I'd start rubbing it with one hand. I'd ask him, baby, is there something you need for Mommy right now? He'd look at me with his wide subby eyes and nod. I would make him tell me exactly what he wanted. And he would tell Mommy his cock is getting a little bit needy and starting to throb. I'd have the most pitiful look on my face. Such a poor baby getting so easily turned on. He's just always ready for his mommy to take him and do whatever she wants with him. So Mommy would slowly unbutton his pants, pull them down a little bit, and slowly pull his hard cock out of his boxers. Mommy would just let us sit there for a second and look at it. I'd look at him in his eyes and make sure he knows that I want him, that I want to touch him. And he would get so excited just from those few seconds of teasing. But Mommy wouldn't touch him yet. I wouldn't. I would have him finish taking off his pants and his boxers. I'd lay him down on the bed. Mommy would be wet by now, of course. So I would strip down, climb on top of him, start grinding on his thigh or his tummy. So slowly, just spreading my wetness on him with love. Just to just grind slowly all over him, getting his whole body soaked with my juices. I would go from his thighs, move up to his stomach, move back down to his other leg, grab grain of his life for a bit. And in between, I would let my pussy just slide over the tip of his cock just the tiniest bit. And he'd whine. My sweet submissive boy. Just so sweet. So needy. And he'd be so good. He wouldn't do anything without asking mommy first. Eventually I'd keep going until I come all over my good boy's stomach. I'd move up, I'd sit on his chest, put his head between my thighs, and have him clean out my juices from his mouth, with his mouth. And mommy would start the process again, but this time I would grind on his body, and when I got to his cock, he would involuntarily thrust up, and I'd push his hips back down and spank him, but that would punish him by grinding on his leg for a bit longer, and eventually I would put just the very head of his little cock to mommy's pussy, and lightly, oh so lightly, fuck it, just for a moment, a minute. I would look up at him, and he'd be staring at me so intensely, wanting more. Make such intense eye contact, and we both know exactly what he so desperately wants to do, what he wants his mommy to do to him. We're both imagining him several inches deep in me. He would kill to see it slide all the way inside his mommy, for her to fuck him. I'd get off of him before we both entertain the idea too much. After I get off of his throbbing cock, I'd move back up, sit back up on his chest again, put his face between my thighs, and have him beg me, like a good, good boy. God, it would fucking kill him. He needs the contact on his cock so badly. God, just a whining, whimpering mess for his mommy. Once I've decided he's had enough, I'd get off of him. Give him a firm pillow and have him hump it like a horny fucking dog. And I'd make him look at me the whole time. He would look so vulnerable. Oh my god, just the slut he becomes for his mommy. Oh, and my baby boy loves feeling so slutty, doesn't he? Oh, I know he does. I fucking know it. He's always fucking telling me, like such a horny boy. God, he's so delicious. I really don't know what I did to deserve such a good boy. He makes mommy so happy. God. So he'd be humping his pillow, and it'd be so fucking sporadic because of how desperately he needed it by then. He'd close his eyes or end up looking down at the pillow, and I'd snap at him. No, look at me right now. And you look right back up. Like such a good boy. It wouldn't last very long either. His cock sopping with pre cum. And my god, and the pillow would be such a fucking mess. Pre cum. And it would feel so good for him. My baby boy would feel so good. And I would call him so many delicious names as he was fucking it for me. Mommy's a slut. Here comes my horny boy, my good boy. Oh, I would call him such a good boy. God, he loves mommy getting rough and a little bit mean with him. Because he's about to come. And mommy would be desperate for him to come. So, I'd start degrading him. Berating him for being so horny for me. So needy. I'd tell him, like, come for me, you fucking slut. It's embarrassing how much of a fucking mess you become for me. So messy, so wet, and hard. I'm such a desperate fucking little slut for his mommy. So do it, baby. Just come for me. Come for your mommy. You're so good all the time. So mommy wants you to gasp and shake and moan and quiver and whimper and just release all that outcome for her. Mommy wants a baby boy to make such a fucking nasty little mess all over that pillow. He would have been so close by now. He would just explode all over the fucking pillow. And I'd shower him with praise as he finished. Such a good boy. He took everything so well. All the teasing, the degradation. When he made such a mess for his mommy. Such a good boy. God. When he was calmed down, I would lick up all his cum from the pillow and from his cock. And I'd give him such a nasty, cum-filled kiss. And I would have him lay back down on the bed, sit back on his chest, or, well, his tummy for the best angle, I suppose. I'd bend back down, make him look me directly in the eyes as I let all his cum, my spit, just roll into his slutty little whore mouth. It'd be so fucking delicious. He would love every second of it, his big submissive eyes, and such a good boy. After that, I'd set my exhausted boy up against the wall with the pillow behind him, let him catch his breath. I'd go grab a towel to wipe us both off, and once he feels up for it, have us go take a bath together. And we would wash each other so gently, so sweetly. I'd massage his scalp so gently and wash his body and just appreciate every inch of him. It'd be so beautiful. And he would do the same for me, of course. I would be so fucking happy to go back to the bed, lay down and cuddle. I'd put his head in my chest, wrap our legs together, and I'd just tell him so many nice things. What a good boy he is. I'd stroke his hair so gently, pet his back. And he would feel so little and so safe with me. I would thank him for being so vulnerable with me. Really, I appreciate it so much. It makes the experience so fun and safe. When he knows he can be vulnerable with me, and I treat him with respect. And again, I'd feel so warm and content like that. And fall asleep. And God, it would just be so beautiful. Mommy and her good boy. I can't put into words the way that we make each other feel. How safe and content. Just how fucking sweet. How much of a stress reliever just talking to each other is during the day. Silly little things like me carrying him around as if I could. A short woman being so protective over her tall boy. Going to my classes with him just sitting on my lap, wrapped around me. It would just be so sweet. It makes my day go by so much easier, so much sweeter. Really, becoming a mommy has been best thing for me. I've been so much more going, I guess I should say, more confident. I've been able to speak up for myself more. I've been less scared to set boundaries. I'm adding this in as an afterthought while I'm editing, and genuinely, I'm really proud of myself for it. Also, throughout this audio, the cuts may be it's jarring. I went editing. I realized the audios were a little too long for BandLab. Sincerely, I need a different editing thing. Like, somebody, if it's formatted like BandLab, please send me it. I need it. Because it's like the only one whose format I like. But yeah, the clips are too long for it, and I had to like shorten them, so I was trying to take out all the like long pauses in between sentences, and I really hope it doesn't mess with you guys. I love you. Oh, I hope you didn't hear my stomach growl right there. Hungry girl. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed hearing me talk about the things I have to do to and with my angel. But yeah, bye.